This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
The student newspaper at Illinois State University has printed its final edition. The Vedette is switching to a digital format, and Will Buss, I believe this is something you're familiar with.
Very much so, Rich. We made the decision between myself and the student services when the pandemic initially hit us back a year ago. And after having been forced to switch to an online publication to keep the publication going after spring break when the campus was closed to distance learning, during that summer that followed, between myself and my supervisor, we had decided also, since we had also been moved to online publication, which we thought would be temporary, but considering some other factors, we decided to make it a permanent situation and make online our sole means of publication, whereas before we were both printing and publishing. And there was a few factors that went into that. One, of course, was, of course, finding those who will print newsprint and print out newspapers. I know with my old employers, they're no longer printed in their own print shops, in their own printing plants. They had been relocated because newspaper companies had been downsizing. And while that was the same case for the student newspaper, which I advise, is that they were forced to look for other venues. We had already been printed out of town already. And basically the venues were getting further and further away. And the logistics were getting to be so just so great and complex, and the distances for which we were going to be published was actually going to be a state away. We were actually on the verge of being printed in Wisconsin, of all places. So considering all those things, the expenses and some other issues dealing with advertising, which we have a lack of, and all newspapers have, it's not an isolated incident here, we had to make that decision, and unfortunately I'm seeing that's happening there at the ISU as well.
Rajvi, do you miss having a printed edition of the Western Courier available to you?
I think I'm going to first ask both of you a question, because I remember asking this question to my students. When was the last time you held a physical newspaper?
Just about every day.
Because I know for myself, I always try to reach for that. And when we had the printed student newspaper, of course, I was always looking at it, but because of my position and responsibilities, of course, I would have that. But I've always preferred that, but I know I might be in the minority because of that.
Absolutely, right? But the same question, when I asked my students, you know, the answer was zero.
Yes.
Nobody in the last several years don't even remember when was the last time they held any newspaper, not even a student newspaper. So what does this mean? Does it mean that people are not interested in news? No. It means the news is reaching them through different platforms, through social media, through web. So, yes, students may not have held a physical newspaper based on my question with regard to my class, but they seem to be enthusiastic about getting news. They said, oh, well, I get news on Snapchat. I saw the shooting on Instagram. Like, lots of things they're getting news through a different platform. So that's the target audience we're talking about. So just because newspaper is cutting down or moving to digital doesn't mean, oh man, it's print dead. No. It will be there for people who are always interested to feel the physical touch of a newspaper and the feeling that it gives. That's going to be there. But unfortunately, the campus situation is kind of a little bit different, where the student newspaper are moving digital. It's not just like happening only in like certain universities. It's like the trend that's happening across the world. So this is not some isolated incident. But again, yeah, as you just mentioned, this is pretty much lots of things that kind of, you know, fueling this kind of trend towards going to digital.
Well, what about you, Rajvi? You haven't answered the question. Do you miss having a physical copy of the newspaper?
Man, you know what? I actually have to say I'm also, with regard to my students, I have held newspapers when I go to some places, where I go to the doctor's room or go to some place where I'm waiting, I'll pick up a newspaper just to kill the time. Other than that, I never, ever reach out, okay, man, I need to hold on to this newspaper. I need to read New York Times. I need to read this. No, I never do that because all the news is available for me online. No.
I will say a Snapchat video is not the same as a news story. I'm not opposed to a digital transition. Both of you used the word unfortunately in talking about this. I'm not sure it's unfortunate. It's just a change of the way things are, the way the news is distributed, as long as it actually is news reporting and not just for example, a video that you're watching, that there's actually some context to come with that.
Right, and I think there needs to be some adaption, and I think that's what we're going through. And what I'm afraid of is that people will associate a student newspaper not printing anymore as a failure or an end of an era or an end of a news gathering association, which that's not the case, right? The student newspapers here at Western and ISU still go on. And I think people need to keep that in mind, and that we're adapting to this new way of delivery on people's personal mobile devices and platforms and how they want it. And that's what's been going on for some time. I noticed that in the last few years of my career working at a daily newspaper. We were still adjusting and still learning how to best reach people according to what their needs and specifications were. So I think that's something people just need to keep in mind, is the fact that it's not so much failing, it's maybe just an adjustment. I still think, though, we're also at a point where we still have a generation of people that still want to hold the newspaper in their hands. Perhaps mine is one of the last. I know what we were trying to do with the newspaper where I had come from and worked at was we were trying to give something for everyone, which was both print and online. But the day is coming, I think, whereas as we've witnessed here at the student newspapers, where new commercial newspapers in general have to do the same and adjust. When you have a generation of people no longer here that demand that, and a younger generation already acclimated and have that demand for that immediacy and that mobile sense of reading the news on their phones are going to want that. They'll demand that.
See, many studies have recently pointed out that most of the breaking news across the world, people get it from their social media feed. So that is pretty much a place where people are getting the news. So that's one thing that's happening. The second thing is when we are talking about campus newspapers are shutting down and going digital, doesn't mean, oh man, this is an end of an era or something. I think this is the start of something new, where the students are now, they have to gear up how they can kind of reach their audience through social media platform, how they can brand themselves and make sure the students in the community within the campus are able to get news that's happening within the campus through their Snapchat feed or the Instagram feed or Facebook feed or even the website itself. So I would say that, I mean, definitely it's a kind of a different transition based on what we see. But for the students, I think it's a little bit, they are in their element. And I would argue definitely this is a good trend where I think they will be able to reach the student audience better with this digital transition. But I also feel this is kind of makes the student lax. Why? Because earlier, when there is a print schedule, we have to work in very fixed time. Okay, we have to get the design done by Monday night. We have to send it to the printer by Tuesday. So we had all this kind of time and effort and, you know, all this kind of, you know, homework that goes into the creating a newspaper. So I would say the quality might be much different in terms of digital, because not much energy is going into creating content that can be really appealing.
The fact that you don't have to go to a printer anymore, Will, you at some point return to a 5-day-a-week schedule for the Western Courier if you have enough students working for the paper?
Well, that would be the other challenge, to get students to the newspaper, because I also think because of the generation and what they're seeing happening, they're not necessarily drawn to, as many are drawn to the newspaper as they were, because I don't think many of them perhaps grew up with it anyway, like I know we all did. And so I think that's the biggest challenge. If we can get more participation in the numbers, I think that would help us get back to a more regular schedule, more daily deadlines, which I think we need to have if we're going to have and we do have social media breaking news, because deadlines are not one time a day for the next morning's print. It's constant. It's ongoing. And it's something that it's the new newsroom, and it's the new concept that we, and it's been a concept that's not even that new anymore, really. It's been practiced for the last few years. But it needs to have enough students to participate in moving together to make sure that we're covering and having regular updates to give people a reason to come back and to follow us.
With that, we're going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.